Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm looking for William.
Speaking.
Alright, William, this is Ethan Hale calling you from No More Crying. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good. What about you?
Oh, good, good, good.
Alright. Hope I'm not being intrusive at the moment, right?
No, I got a moment to talk. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I need a confirmation on two things. The first thing is you haven't replied to the email, Sheldon's email.
I spoke to Sheldon. I thought the last thing we spoke about was he had done an analysis of what I had written.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, yeah, all of those things is why I employed Genome, was to help me sort of to coordinate all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he was going to prepare a new chapterized outline, and then he would take it from there. So I was waiting for him to get back to me with the new
with the second draft, right?
Pardon?
With the second draft,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Mm-hmm. So that's all I'm waiting for him to send me.
No worries, no worries. I'll be checking.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'll be checking out with Sheldon as well for the second draft, and I'll get back to you. And besides this,
yeah, remember,
I also...
Remember, he said basically that he was going to... Well, anyway, whatever he sends me, I'll take a look at it, because when you say something until I see it in writing, it can change. Okay, now what else were you going to say?
Besides this, I also wanted to ask you about the book cover, because it's been days. I've been asking you about the book cover. You already discussed it with Daniel as well. Now, all what you need to do is approve the book cover. I have sent you the book cover. If you need to check the email, you can do it right now. And we need to go with the book cover because, you know... You there?
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm here.
Because, you know, things take time. We need to integrate that to the book as well. Once your book will be done, we'll move.
Ethan, explain something to me regarding why the book cover is so more important than the manuscript.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. Because we are currently working on the content of the book, right? Once your book will be
mm-hmm.
done, we need to stay, you know, one step ahead of everything, because whenever we move to the publishing, you can understand that you will need time afterwards, right? If we need,
right.
Let's say, you're done with the content, you're just ready to go for the publishing. That is not the right time to go for the book cover, for ISBN, for all kind of, you know, because you have to hassle for that, right?
Yeah. Okay. Now, I don't want to pay for any book cover charges now, until such time as I have a manuscript that I can say, oh, I'm 60, 70, 80% ready. All I got to do is copy edit this and make sure that everything flows. I wanted to get to that point before I even start talking about publishing. I haven't gotten there yet because all the information I've been getting has been on, we're going to send you this. So I just can't see the significance of paying a book design when I have nothing to put in it that I'm confident and comfortable with. That's why I have not put a lot of emphasis on that. When I employed you guys, I wanted you to assist me in putting together a manuscript that will make sense, that will be interesting enough for me to say, okay, I'm ready to publish this. Now, when I get something like that, I mean, then I'm ready to talk about publishing. I could have published what I had long ago. It's not going to sell because it's not. There's no continuity. There's a lot of flaws in it. So
that's why we are here, right?
Yeah, because I'm designing. Wait. I've done pamphlets. Mm-hmm. I've printed pamphlets. I've done poetry books and so forth. I'm familiar with the covers. I've got a series of ideas for the cover, but I'm not putting an emphasis on that now because I want something that I can publish. I don't know why I can't. I mean, does it make sense to you to say I'm going to go out and buy furniture for a house I haven't built yet? I just can't understand why that is so important, because there's going to be a charge for that book cover, correct?
Obviously, it's not like we are asking for money right now, right? We are just asking for the approval. We are just asking you to, you know, work with us on the book cover. And once we are done, obviously, we are, you know, we have designed a book cover. So,
okay. I'll check. Let me go check the email to see what you sent, and then we'll talk. Hold on. Here, I'm just pulling up, trying to pull up the book cover. The information is that. Now, where did you send that to?
I'll send you the book cover on Dr. Farrow at Mac.
Comcast?
Yeah, no, the Mac.
What time did you send it?
Sorry?
Okay.
What time, when did you send it?
It's been days. It's been like, you know, one month ago when we started talking.
A month ago?
Yes, when we started talking on initial basis.
That was when I was dealing with the young lady there, right?
Lisa Taylor, right?
No,
you were talking to me about the book cover, and then I
connected
you to Lisa afterwards.
Yeah, but those book covers, I told her, book draft, update. The last time I got any book cover, cover markup, draft and book cover. Here we go. This was January 8th.
January 8th.
It says, let's see. Let me find, it says, no, that's not in there. Let's see. Okay, now I'm looking at a book cover that was sent on October 26, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And it said it has civil rights striking through with a red line, and then it has silver rights, and it has a picture of Martin Luther King and some other photos. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, I've sent you two book covers. Now, if you were talking about that one, what do you think about that particular book cover?
Well, I hadn't really thought about it like that. I didn't want to have... I wasn't going to put photos or pictures on the cover.
No worries. I've sent you another book cover as well.
It would have identified... You know, when you see a picture, an image,
mm-hmm.
it creates in your mind a sort of some kind of possible. It's prejudicial
mm-hmm.
when you first pick up a book and you look at and you see a picture of Dr. Martin Luther King, then you're thinking about protest movement and stuff like that. And this is a fictional novel that has the connotations of what went on during the struggle for civil rights. So it's not a book about civil rights. I chose the name because of a malapropism that one of the characters spoke.
Mm-hmm.
that's how the name, you know, oftentimes the name doesn't reflect the content of the book. So I'm not writing a civil rights book because they, I mean, I've written too many articles in grad school and all that stuff on the movement and things like that. So this is a fictional, a pure fictional novel that has some connotations about civil rights. When I first mentioned that in the prologue, you know, why the character was being presented the award, but the character has so many other interesting qualities and arcs and plot lines that it's not a civil rights novel. It's a, if the word civil rights is there by itself without civil rights, then that's acceptable because it's not a civil rights story. It's just a, you know, many times you see a movie or you hear a book, I don't know how names come about when you, you know, in a novel, you got so many arcs and so many plots that you want something that, I wanted something that's not going to say, hey, you pick up this book and this is all you're going to talk about is the struggles of a person who went through the civil rights movement. No, that's not my intent. My intent is to make it a, you know, part dramatic, romantic, militaristic, current events. It's a novel that deals in all events of one's life, and the character Warren is going to be the primary character in this story that we are revolving all the plots around, whether it's his family, like I thought in introducing his family, that those movements in the prologue, I wanted his father's brother, I was going to introduce him as to why he ended up at the Norfolk Naval Station anyway. You know, there's things like that that I wanted, you know, a connection to. So it's during that early 1940 period, that's what was going on in the world when this character was an infant. Then in the 1950s, when the character was in his early teens, that's the story I want to tell, what he experienced at that point, and that's where the civil rights statement came about. Mm-hmm. But his Air Force Academy days, what he did in the military, his personal life, his social life, his family, his children, and so forth. There are little plots and arcs that I want to incorporate. And so that's the gist of it. That's why it's taken me so long to put it together, because I got all these disconnected pieces and I just need to structure. So I thought maybe if you guys would look at the decades, like the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, and say, well, we can incorporate this into this and, you know, do some plot themes going in this direction. So that was pretty much why the title Civil Rights was just, when you write something, you got to say, well, you got to give it a subject. So I chose that malpropism as the subject because it left me with a lot of other interesting things. So when someone picks it up and they see silver rights, maybe there's a big silver dollar on the cover, or, you know, there's a justice scale and a silver dollar. I had all those kind of concepts, and I said, well, I'll just deal with that once I get something, because I might end up changing the title depending on how it ultimately develops. So that's why, if you can understand, I was not that concerned about the mock-up of the book cover, because it's not a civil rights story. It's not about civil rights. It's a novel that has all of the ups and downs of any person, if that person happened to be a minority or Hispanic or Asian or whatever, they would have experienced those times with when civil rights were not on their side. So incorporating that, that was just in identifying the time in which the main character was born and how what his family struggle went through, so that when we get into developing his plots and his arcs, then we can deal with that. So that if you now, do you understand why I the cover isn't that important for me at the moment? Because I don't know exactly what I'm going to end up with. Because you just said you thought it was all about civil rights. So that's not what it's about. It's not a civil rights main storyline. It's an ordinary, average American storyline. And this character happens to be a minority. It could be Hispanic. It could be black. It could be whatever. But I think I chose black. But it doesn't matter to me what the cover looks like until I get something to say, oh, well, now that silver rice maybe.
I totally understand that, but we do have separate teams for everything, right? Now, if you're talking about the book cover, according to your recommendations, right, I can see that you don't want the civil rights over there. You only want your name, silver rice, and after that you don't want pictures as well, right? You want a to be printed.
I don't want pictures that would box me into when a person sees the book on a online or on a bookshelf and they see civil, CIVILRIGHT, and they see pictures of Martin Luther King and all these other folks, then immediately they're going to think that that book is about civil rights movement. Because when I am perusing at a bookstore and I see pictures like that, I need to say, oh, well, I'm not quite interested in that. So I didn't want the cover to give the illusion that this is what the book is about. So because I haven't developed it completely, I said, well, I don't know what I want the cover to look like because I don't know where I'm going with it. In the end, I know where I'm
but
what
we can't,
I want it, where I
but you can't push things later on, you know,
so
in the end and
cover, if I have a plain cover that says Silver Rights by William C. Farrell, PhD or something. And you know, that's the ultimate. You know, you pick up a book and it just has the title, no pictures. When you read the preference, the prologue and other things, you start getting an understanding of what the book is about. But I don't want the book cover to tell the story. In my case, I thought when I explained to Lisa why I chose the term silver rice, that was my explanation of saying, oh, this character is using malpropism. They're mispronouncing words that they can't pronounce because of their education level, their accent. So I thought, oh, yeah, that's great. But that'll pique interest. What is silver rice? Oh. So that was where I was going with that. But now when you start putting pictures there, which I think, well, hey, then I've got to make this all about civil rights, because a person picks up the book who are interested in civil rights or human rights, they're going to expect to open that book and see a lot of emphasis on civil rights. And that wasn't my intent. And that's what has been so difficult for me, trying to figure out how to approach and construct the novel to not deal exclusively with civil rights itself, but as an introductory thing, that's where the title came from. You know, like if you read Winds of War or all these other big novels that have been written, you say, oh, Winds of War. Oh, wow. What war are they talking about? World War I, World War II? Until you pick up the cover, you don't really know until you start reading it. You follow me?
Yeah, I follow you.
The cover is going to be the marketing piece, but I want to make the cover also indicative of what will pique a reader's interest to say, "Civil rights? What? Oh, what is? Oh, that's an interesting title. I wonder what that's about." And then when you start reading, you know, the prologue and the preface or whatever, or the, on the back of the cover, the synopsis of the storyline, then they'll say, "Oh yeah, then yeah, this is yeah, this is what I want." So if I had a blank cover with Silver Rice in my name, and then a write up on the back of the cover of the book that would explain the contents of what the novel is, who is about, then that would be sufficient. But I didn't get any kind of markups like that. I just got markups with pictures. I could have sat there and, you know, put in all kind of pictures on, because I thought about one time, should I add pictures? No, most novels don't have pictures. So.
Yes, and that's the main reason, right? We send you the cover just to get revisions. Now, if you are not okay with the pictures, we can remove that. Rather than going for the, you know, very simple cover with the name Silver Rice, I want to ask you if you also want the justice scale to be, you know, an illustration of the justice scale on the front of the book or not. Because you told me you want some kind of...
Wait a minute. Say that again.
You wanted a justice scale on the front of the book, right? After your name, the title, Silver Rice. Do you want a justice scale to be printed under that?
Yeah, whether or not, see, like,
or if you have anything else in your mind, you can tell me that as well.
Yeah, you guys, you sent me that design with the one that said civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
I have not given any exclusive thought to the cover. I was giving an exclusivity to the title and the contents of what the title reflects. So I had, my mind is just not there on what the cover is going to look like. It's not going to look like a picture with Martin Luther King and Andrew Young and all these type of people on it, because that's not what the fiction is about. So it's about one character who had a relative or cousin or someone who mispronounced the advantage that he would have by the time he became the age of this relative. And
so why don't you go for the character design then? Because it is about a character,
character design?
Right? Yeah.
Okay, well, send me something that explains that, because that's why I was asking you guys, you know, now that you know exactly what I'm trying to do, then that's what I wanted. I wanted something that I hadn't thought of. I mean, I can think of 1,000 covers, but I just don't understand because I'm not there with the end of the process.
I can really understand that, William, but you know, things take time. And once we are done with the content, we will move forward for the publishing, right? At that time, you will come to us and say that you want a book cover, you know, shortly.
Right. Right? And then,
it's not what we can do.
Okay. And then now, what will it take to design a book cover?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what does it take to design a book cover? How much time does it take to design a book cover?
At least you have to give us 7-8 days, right?
I could use Adobe Illustrator, Adobe Art, or whatever, Photoshop, I mean, all kinds of applications that
will
design.
Yes, we do have illustrators and designers in our team.
Right, right.
But, you know, coming up with something creative takes time.
Yeah, but now that's it. See, the book cover, okay, now that you understand that, do you understand, first of all, what I'm trying to do, what kind of story I'm trying to tell?
Yes, I do understand that. And I also understand that you are not, you know, writing anything about the civil rights. The story is just a kind of fictional story. And that's what you want. You want a book cover to be simple, right?
Right. So that it will be, when it's being advertised, the cover of the book,
mm-hmm.
and the back or explanation of what the content, mostly a lot of books you see, you know, a synopsis of what it's about, so that when you pick up the book and you turn to the back cover and you say, oh, this is a romantic novel, or this is a historical romantic militaristic novel about young minority back starting when the minority person was born in the early 40s, and it traces his or her life and activities until the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's whatever kind of cover will be inclusive enough to show that the contents behind this cover of Silver Rice is this. And then when the person looks at the front cover and they flip it over to the back, oh, and it has a little brief synopsis of what the novel is about, they'll say, oh, yeah, I think that's be interesting reading. So I don't know what kind of time it takes to design something. To me, that's very simple. It's not, I can't see that being a complex event that you have to concern yourself with, because I've done too many programs and too many designs to where you get, if we were ready to go publishing today, you and I would be talking and you would be sending me back and forth. It's not, yeah, I like that. Let's go with this. Yeah, this is great. That's how rapid a decision can be made for whether I like a cover or not, whether it tells a story. Now, if we design a cover and later on the content of where I'm going in the novel doesn't represent what that cover is showing, such as if it had shown Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement, then I would not have chosen that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not what it's about. It's only one little segment of an action back in that time. You know, it's not a story of a person's struggle to civil rights. It's a normal person who experiences everything that any other normal person, with the exception that they were born a minority, and they excelled beyond where their station in life was when they were born. So that has some elements of civil liberties, but it's not the main plot. It's not the whole thing. Because in that first chapter, by the time the character gets to the Air Force Academy, they've overcome that racial discriminatory practice because the country is changing. So now they're living a normal, inclusive American dream type life. And, you know, but to give it an interest, I needed a title that I thought would pique a person's interest enough to read it. And that's why I chose Silver Rights. I said, oh, they meant civil rights. So I wouldn't have titled it Civil Rights. I said, oh, and that was the thing that struck me. How could I develop this novel using some elements of a minority struggle and ultimately acceptance in society by using the term civil rights? And that's what I've been working on over the years trying to achieve. And as I can see now, you're having as much difficulty as I had in the beginning, because you're thinking about a cover and a concept that's not inclusive. It's exclusive to the extent that's only one element of that character's existence. And that's why I didn't title it Civil Rights, you know, because it would have been given that connotation of, oh, this is all another, you know, from
you want it to be
human rights to civil rights. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you just only want Silver Rice to be on the page, on the front book cover, by
the on the book cover, right. Now, what I was thinking, I said, as I get down the road, oh, silver, there's all kind of explanations, covers and things you can put on a cover that has silver, you know, like, I mean, just my little example about the silver dollar and these justice scales of justice, you know, they could be, you know, I guess, opaquely hidden on the cover.
You know, according to your recommendation, I'm having an idea in my mind about, you know, portraying your title along with the justice scale, and I'm going to come up with that idea. I'm going to portray that, you know, put that out on paper, and I'm going to come up with the revision, right?
Right. Now, remember, we don't want to give the impression that this book is going to be all about civil rights. So it's got to be balanced so that, you know, they'll wonder, they'll see, if they see a silver dollar, I'm just making this out of the top of my head. They see scales, but that's not, you know, that's just some of the descriptions of silver and, you know, and rice, maybe grains of rice or something, you know, and a trail leading up the steps of justice, and all kinds of stuff like that. I said, oh, when I get to that point, yeah, I can, you know, design that, because to me, designing is the easy part. That's the easy part, what putting it right in writing and getting it connected. Pardon?
Can you do it? Can you design it?
Well, if I hadn't hired you guys, I would say, yes, I could
come up with ideas. That's what is important, right?
Yeah. I've had many ideas. But as I told you before, I just don't want to spend all my time designing something. But I said I don't want to go back and rewrite now, because I want to see what Shelton is going to send me so that I can start the rewrite effort and look at what he's doing and make sure that we're going to flow from this point on. Now, once that is done, then I'm ready to say, okay, now I'm on the right track, and here are some of my ideas that I would think I would like to maybe consider as a cover, front and back cover. And that way,
you need to keep the work going on with Sheldon, right? He will be sending you the second draft, and meanwhile, I'm going to go through the book cover. I'm going to, you know, ask the designer to revise it, and I'm going to come back with the new one, right? For the front and back.
All right. Okay, good.
And then you can tell me your suggestions as well, whether you like it or not.
Great.
All right.
Very good. I got you. Because I published, you know, books and poetry and things like that, and I would come up with, like when I did some African poems, I would come up with some African statues or stuff that I put on certain covers of certain books. I'll wait and see what I get back from you, and then we'll take it from there.
Sure, and then we'll get your comments, right?
Right, sure will. Now, is Shelton going to send me that new outline that he spoke about? Because that's what I was waiting for. Because he said in his email, I called him once I got it, and we chatted about it. And I said, yes, Shelton, that's exactly what all the things that he analyzed was exactly why I said, well, let me call Genome, the good ghostwriting firm, so they can assist me. And that analysis that he did is what I just dumped everything that I – all of my notes and what I was trying to put together to you guys so that you could.
And are you in contact with him?
I spoke to him last week.
Last week.
He said, which was on, let's see, when did I hear from him? Let me see, Shelton.
No worries. I'm going to ask him about the, you know.
It was on the 23rd, the last time, on April 22nd, he says, I have a question. The editorial report is usually followed. Okay, he told me they were doing an editorial report. And then on the, that's when I got the editorial report.
I can see the email. He sent you on 22nd, right?
Right. And he said, please review the table of contents and follow the flow of events and time frames that I have outlined in my table of contents. I want to tell the stories. Listen, so I put down, you know, the parts one and all of that. And so.
Yeah, so here we are. We are waiting for the second draft, and we are waiting for the revisions as well. I'm going to handle the revisions for the book cover, And I'm going to ask Sheldon about the outline as well whenever he is going to send you the outline. Once you get the outline, then we'll talk again. Would that be okay for you?
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you very much. Do you have any more questions?
No, sir. I don't have any other. I'm just waiting to hear back from
no worries.
You guys.
Let me get this thing done. Let me send you the second draft as well and the book cover as well. All right?
Okay, Ethan. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your consideration. Have a great day. Take
sure.
care. Bye.
Bye.